Distinguished members, thank you very much for your questions. I believe we have questions from two country rapporteurs, Mrs. Kolakovic-Bojovic and Ms. Bhatti, as well as distinguished members Ms. Deco and Hel Hule. And we will try to our best to answer those questions. First, we had questions from Ms. Kolakovic-Bojovic concerning our discussion and dialogue with civil society. And as we replied in our response to disturb issues, let me explain the documents we prepared for the distinguished members of the committee. So I think you could find these thick documents. It's, as you see, it's a list of legislations in English, which we attached in our government report, national report, as well as our response to LOIs. And we also referred in our national report and also in our response to LOIs. Some articles of our constitution. So we also inserted English copy of our constitution for your reference. During our response, we may refer to certain articles of our legislation. So this is for your reference. But if you do not need it, of course, you can leave it on your desk. But this is for your convenience of our constructive dialogue. And going back to the point, talking. It's about our dialogue with civil society. So we have ordinarily not limited. For example, once a year or once a month. We have open door. Policy to civil society, and then actually in our ministry's web page, we have a dedicated page for this kind of not only limited to CED but also all human rights conventions, and then our web page is open for any comments and opinions from the public. All the time. And then we also have meetings, of course, upon request on the side of civil society on various issues related to human rights and human rights treaties. And then before all this, the constructive dialogue, for example, we understand some NGOs or civil societies submitted their counter reports to the committee. And one of those civil society organizations or NGOs is Japan Federation of Bar Association. And I noticed some representative of this associations here. And we had a meeting with this Japan Federation of Bar Associations before coming to this committee, and they kindly explained their points in their report to us. And this is an example just happened before this dialogue. So we will continue our dialogue with civil society and as well as NGOs through meetings or maybe soliciting opinions and comments through our web pages. So it is true we do not have national human rights institutions yet, but as a government and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs would like to keep this stance from now on. Ms. Kolakovic-Bojovic also asked questions concerning national human rights institutions. So I'd like to invite my colleagues from Ministry of Justice to respond to this question. Kolakovic-Bojovic-in から国内人権機構の設立について質問ございましたので、法務省からお答えします。